大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
Hey guys, I'm Day. Welcome back to another Morning English podcast.
Talk slowly.
Hey guys, welcome to another Morning English podcast. I'm Day.
Good.
Yes, we are such a welcoming family. Now, put. We use this word daily. We usually get to use saying put, but do we actually know that put?Has a lot of other meanings.
那今天呢，我们就要跟大家聊一聊 put 这个词 P-U-T 非常简单哈，大家可能觉得自己都认识，但是这个词有多可怕呢？它在词典里面的解释啊有几十种，不过今天我们会跟大家讲最常用的那一些。当然，如果说你想要让自己的学习效果更加好呢，可以到我们的微信公众号，我们有整理一个相配套的文字版本，我们的公众号就是早安英文。那关注了之后呢，回复笔记两个字，你就会看到今天的还有我们之前所有往期的节目的文字版本。
So put is known for when we want to place something or someone in a position or a specific relationship. Like, hey, can you put the book on the table?
Put 这个词呢，最本来最根本的意思就是放，比如说你能不能把这本书放在那个桌子上呢？ Put the book on the table、但是呢 now put can also mean to bring something to a specific condition or state、什么意思呢？给大家举个例子啊，比如说 every time I meet her she puts me in an awful mood、就是把我放到一个特别的处境特别的境地里面当中去。
Also, did you guys know that we can use putto replace translate. Yes, so if we say, I will translate this poem to English.
我们可以怎么说了？说呢？可以讲说 I will put the poem into English.
Put has a lot of meanings and contexts, but we shared the main three we think are necessary for this podcast.
那刚刚讲了 put 用法非常非常多，但是呢给大家分享这么三个最主要的意思，最根本的意思，因为很多其他意思呢都是从这个三个含义引申而来的。 Now let's move on to put idioms and phrases that are extremely useful.
Number one, put forward. If you are a very famous scientist or a professor like, you know, who, me, and you want to share your theory or your idea of life, you have to use the phrase,Put it forward. I will give you a sentence. I put my theory about potato guns forward. See? Put forward is if you have a theory and then you want to publish it, you should say, I put my theory of a blah 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 forward.
那这个短语的意思呢，用中文来翻译就是提出什么什么，通常呢都是提出一个方案，提出一个计划，或者说阐述自己的观点。Put something forward.
Number two, Car, what do you think number two is?
Number two, put in mind. So when you are, 比如说 a mother, and you want to threaten your kid, you can just use put in mind.
How would you use it in a sentence?
Put in mind, if you don't finish your homework, you will be kicked out.
Damn, I don't want you to be my mother at all.
就是把这个东西放到你的脑子里面去，所以就是你给我记住啊，记清楚了，如果你这个家庭作业不做完的话，你就滚出去。
Wow. Number three, put one's foot down. When you are in a situation with a person and both of you want two different things, you can say, I'm putting my foot down. I'm putting my foot down and we are going out now. Yes, I'm angry.
所以 put my foot down 意思就是 being stubborn?
Yeah, to insist on doing something. I insist that we do this instead of your thing.
它可以是 insist an opinion, 也可以 insist...
yeah, exactly.
就是坚持己见，坚持自己的观点，或者坚持自己要做的事情，有点固执的感觉在里边啊。下一个呢，叫做 put the finger on. 就比如说呢，你有一个非常讨厌的姐妹，然后呢，你想要就是想要给她找麻烦。那这个时候呢，你就可以用 put the finger on. 什么意思呢？举个例子啊 ，I'm putting the finger on Mark because he broke the vase.
That's it.Put the finger on is to blame someone or to reveal something about someone.
对，大家想象一下 ，put the finger on， 想象一下这个动作，就是拿你的手指去指着谁，所以是干什么呢？就是揭发他、告发他做的一些错事情。
Now, number five for all of you guys or girls out there, put the make on. My favorite, I guess. Okay, so with this one, if you are doing a sexual advancement, like if you are flirting with one, with someone in a very obvious way. Like, let's say you're in a club and you find a girl, and then you put the make on her, which means you sexually advanced on her.
Oh, 明白了，明白了。比如说 he tried to put the make on me.
Exactly.
Awkward. Put the make on 就是呢当你对某一个异性啊，当然也有可能是同性啊，对他有意思的时候呢，对他展开那种追求的时候，或者说和他调情的时候，就可以用这个短语 put the make on someone. 下一个 put together. So if you are making up a team or a project, you need to put together a good team of workers.、
Mm-hmm.
比如说呢，你可以讲、they put together a number of college students for the volunteer job.
Yeah, so put together is when you have a project and you know, you just want to put something together.
其实还是比较贴近这个字面含义啊，就是组建起来，把它们聚拢起来。
Hey, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
Put it there.
Put what where? What are you talking about?
I mean, let me high five you. That's what I meant. Take your brain out of the gutter. What did you... No, just give me a high five.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that hurt. Damn, she's tough.
好好好，所以最后我们要讲的这个是 put it there、
mm-hmm.
这个短语其实就是 give me five.
Yeah, it's not a be entire word. Don't, no. It's a high five word. Like if you have,
I didn't even think of that. If you have
a friend and you, I don't know, you did something together and you're like, hey, put it there. We just finished our exam.
Yeah.
And she broke my hand again. So, yeah, that's...the meaning of put it there.
对这个短语呢它的真实含义哈和看上去的含义有点不一样 put it there 不是说把什么东西放在那里、当然它也可以表示这个含义但是呢在某些特定的情况下它就表示 high five、
mm-hmm.
或者 give me five 就是击掌的意思所以下一次如果有人对你说 put it there 不要傻愣在那里不动啊或者像我刚刚一样说啊啊干嘛干嘛好那今天的节目呢就和大家分享到这里了
We talk to you todaySo thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned a lot. 我是 Day.
我是卡拉。
下次再见。
拜拜。
拜。
再向你挥手。拜拜。
拜。